Dave, have you had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. You want me to say it out loud that Jim Potts is not here? That way it's on the record?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Okay, there you go. It said Jim Potts is not here. No public hearings, no old business. Jump straight into new business, and we have plenty of it. Must be springtime in Seymour. Farmers Market Lot, Chick-fil-A Columbus would like to come to town. They would like April 3rd, 7th, 10th, 14th, 17th, 21st, 24th, and the 28th from 11 to 1 for lunch. This is their usual request, and this would be the meeting where they normally request the next month's worth of stuff. Everything appears to be in order.
With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow Chick-fil-A Columbus to operate on those dates.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Okay. Next up, Snow Biz of Seymour, another food truck request. Let's see, this one is Snow Biz for the month of April, the Farmers Market parking lot. They would like to go on the 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Different times, 6A to 10A on the 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th, 4P to 8P on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Again, they've done this before. They are aware about the month ahead of time piece, and it looks like they're doing breakfast and dinner on those different days.
Haven't had any complaints or anything, correct?
Not that I'm aware of. Jane or anybody on the other side had any complaints about Snow Biz? Nope. Does not sound like it.
Okay. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow Snow Biz to operate during those dates and times.
Okay, I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Next up, SAFM, Seymour Area Farmers Market. They are wanting to do their Saturdays from 8 to noon, their Wednesdays from 8 to noon. May will be Wednesdays only. September and October. Yes, it does not read in a nice normal pattern here. September and October, I'm thinking that probably should be through October, maybe?
No, I think it's September and October because it's towards the end of the season.
Okay, so those will be Wednesdays and Saturdays, 9 to noon. September the 2nd will be 8 to noon, and May 13th will be 9 to noon. This is their annual request to use the farmer's market lot for such things as it's named after.
No problems with that?
Yeah.
I mean, if something's up, correct, I guess we can always...
Yeah, we could always go back and change if we had to, but everything appears to be the normal with them.
Okay.
They do not have Oktoberfest blocked off, but I'm pretty sure they know that already, so...
Okay. All right. With that being the case, I'll allow those dates and times for the farmer's market to operate.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need that one back so I can compare notes here. Okay, different days. Next request. Now, this one is a different one. This is Snow Biz again. Snow Biz would like to work in the Lynn Hotel lot right there next to the Mellencamp mural. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on May the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. Says that they want to set up the truck, that this old guitar is looking at having a band in the area. Says the truck will take up about one parking space, which those last two parking spaces are pretty wide anyway. And then I know part of what he's trying to go for also is there's a dinner break for the New Beginnings facility across the street. He's trying to hit that time slot as well. So, but again, this is a new one. I don't know if we've ever approved Lynn Lot for anything like this. But I don't see where it's much different than the farmer's market.
I was going to say, was there anything that would be different?
Not that I could see.
Okay. All right. Well, it's... Assuming everything's in place, I'll make a a motion to allow snow biz to operate the Lynn parking lot during those dates and times.
Okay. I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Okay, let's see, where am I at on the list? There we are. We have a fundraiser cookout for St. John Sours. They want to use the B&O parking lot on April the 1st from noon to 8 p.m. This request is being brought forward by Susan Beavers. If anybody's in the room on any of these, feel free to speak up. I'll gladly let you talk. They want to use three parking spots to cook. They'll bring large grills. Event will take place at the Knights of Columbus. So it sounds like they want to do the cooking outside and have some overflow, if you will. It'd be April 1st, 8 to noon at B&O lot behind the Knights of Columbus.
Any idea what they're cooking? Just out of curiosity. Pork burgers.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It says large grills, so yeah, pork burgers might be an option.
Has to be contingent if they're cooking pork burgers for Dave, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Can we start asking for that in the request, Jane? What are you cooking?
We need the menu. Everything
seems to be in place, correct?
Everything does appear to be in place.
I'll make a motion to allow St. John Sours to operate during that time and date.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next up, we have a car show charity event. Arby's number 1482, acting for the Arby's Foundation. We'll be hosting an event. They're looking at the B&O parking lot. They will need power. The event is set up for April the 22nd, 2023. Jane, do you remember the times on that?
11:05.
Okay. And I know they've kind of, we've been talking back and forth with them trying to help figure out the best location. And we think B&O will probably be a good spot for them. So there it is, 11:05. Have a food booth, have a car show. They're talking about having a wrestling match.
But that's all encompassing in their request, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if there's outside vendors coming in or what, but.
Yeah, no, they say here that they are, you know, they've supported charities such as Big Brothers Big Sisters before, Folds of Honor, No Kids Hungry. They've also reached out to St. Joe's Children's Home in Louisville.
Okay.
So.
Everything seems to be in place, correct?
Everything appears to be there.
Okay. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow the Arby's Foundation to operate during that date and time.
I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I'm assuming we have electricity?
We sure do.
Okay.
Okay, next agenda item. Moving right down the list here. Stag's Mobile Kitchen, Mr. Chris Smith. This one actually expires in May, but he is ahead of schedule. Applicant's address is Enos Road, Chris Smith. Barbecue, steaks, burgers, shrimp boils, sushi, and water and pop. Water and pop. This is a renewal.
Okay. Things seem to be in place.
Flipping through to tell you that for sure. Everything does appear. Yep, everything appears to be there.
Assuming that's the situation, I'll allow Chris Smith to operate his mobile kitchen, or he could have his license renewed.
License renewed, there you go. I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up on the renewal list, these guys are also May renewals, but Mel, did you send out reminders, or how did we get so many May renewals at once?
Just on it, I guess.
Next one on the list, though, is Jason and Pam. I'm not even going to try to butcher their last name. They're from Nashville. This is the Kona Ice Shaved Ice Brown County Mini Truck. This is a renewal. Health department, pictures, license, looks like everything is in order.
Is that a duplicate underneath them when it says Kona Ice?
Nope, that's the regular size version.
Okay.
This is the mini version.
All right. I do see that kind of mini. I didn't. Okay, with that being a renewal, I'll make a motion to allow the renewal for Jason and Pamela.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, now the full-size version of the same thing.
What's their last name, Mayor?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't going to butcher it.
Hilgoby.
I can spell it for you. Again, Jason and Pamela are back for the Kona Ice Brown County truck. This is the normal size version. Is just as pretty as the mini version, though. If anybody's curious, we've got this for later. But this is a renewal also. It does not expire until July, so everything appears to be in order.
The head of Kurt, so allow Jason and Pamela Hilgoby a renewal.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations to the Hilgoby family.
The what?
Yeah, sure. I said it. Last but not least on our current list of renewals, because I feel like Jane slid one into miscellaneous on me. Next we have Covenor Corner truck. This is an April expiration, so this is a renewal as well. Ice cream, frozen novelties, and shaved ice. Hadn't got to say that for a while. Everything does appear to be in order. Truck is just as sharp as it was when they first started using it. Got a driver's license for Mr. Nicholas Covenor and a retail certificate. So everything appears to be there.
I'll make a motion to allow Covenor's Corner renewal.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Just because I'm tired of talking already. Bernie, come on up. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Everything's starting to go churning in my mind. What can I talk about here? Anyhow, I was born in a small town, Seymour, Indiana. Anyhow,
on the south side of that small town.
South side. All right. Couple things I was on the agenda for. One is we were expecting to have a change order on Vine Street because we wanted to put new sewer along Vine Street from US 50 to Centennial Street. That's not in front of you right now because the quote came in to where we couldn't recommend it. It was about $500,000 to do just the sanitary sewer replacement for that one block. And if we continue to spend money like that, we would be out of money in just, you know, months.
And what was your projection? What did you think it was, Bernie? Or
well, what's interesting is one block over on Vine Street, just a year ago, we did it for something similar for $200,000,
okay.
A little over $200,000. So, and I know prices have gone up 30-40%,
but not.
So I was expecting $300,000, $340,000 maybe, but when it came in at five, we just decided to kind of rethink things, and so now we are looking at a more of a spot improvement, and then line that existing sewer down the road, and just get the pavement correct. You know, get the pavement so we won't be digging in it, and then we'll go ahead and resurface the roadway and get All Star down the road. So there'll still be change order coming, probably at the next meeting, but I'm gonna kind of let this one slide, and not recommend it.
Okay.
Then I wanted to go over that. Real quick, we have what's called work change directives on this CCMG project, especially on Vine Street and Locust Drive. We're making, you know, we estimate what the quantities are when we go out in the field with the contractor, and things don't always come as they're supposed to be. I went over the details with the mayor a little bit this morning. But like, for example, when we're underground, we find pipes that are abandoned and we have to remove those. We're putting in some extra storm sewer where we have found that it's, you know, it's now puddling a little more, so we want to make sure everything is correct. So the bottom line is we do work change directives in the field. We think we're going to be under budget on this. We are right now. I mean, some of the projects went up around $27,000 on some of the items we are looking at right now. But given that we have $2 million worth of project to complete, we're going to be under budget most likely. But if this if we turn out to be over budget, all this stuff will come in front of you, and we'll try to get things straightened out money-wise towards later, as we get further down the project. I just wanted to let you know,
sure,
everything isn't perfect when you see us out there working, but we're trying to correct and work with the contractor, and paperwork's there. We just have to follow up with it at the end. All right. Then I wanted to mention on O'Brien Street and 4th Street, we have a new home that we now have accepted. Mayor's looking at me like he didn't want to bring that up, but...
Nah.
I wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to try to go for quotes to get that structure removed and getting ready for the project to come through for the roundabout on 4th and O'Brien. So if you want a copy of the...
Which corner is that, Bernie?
Bedford Stone, southeast
corner.
Okay, got you.
Yep. Yeah, you southeast?
Yep.
Got you.
But the idea is that we would come up with some kind of quote form. I'll let Chris take a quick look at it. There'll be more specifications that we'll need to figure out. One of the things we expect to do is have the contractor have the option to actually move the home.
I wondered if that was even an option.
Just a demo. So, like I said, I hope to, if that doesn't happen at the next meeting, we may push it for the end of April, but we need to get that taken care of sooner than later, unfortunately. So, and that's all I have. Do you have any questions?
Just out of curiosity, if you had to pick a number to have that house demolished and removed, what would it be?
It's got a full basement, so it's going to be like $35,000 probably.
Okay. I just had a number in my head, and that was relatively close. But
okay, that's fine. That's just me, though. I have no idea.
Well, I got you.
And that was like 3 or 4 years ago, the last one we did a removal on. Okay.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Bernie. Stacy Finley.
Well, I'm not Stacy.
Okay, fine. Chad Keithley from Parks and Rec.
Stacy is on vacation, so I'm not representing Stacy. Last month, February 23rd meeting, Stacy presented the MOU to you all for the playground equipment at the Clarks for the IDOH grant. The total was $946,890.01. It is now time to sign the MOU for the hospital so we can get the playground equipment ordered. And she's just asking for approval. Stacy's asking for approval to sign the MOU to get the process flowing.
I'll note that it has been reviewed by Chris. So, other than that, I'll entertain any questions related to it.
Nope, none for me.
Okay, you want to make it or you want me to?
I can make a motion to allow the MOU to be signed and proceed forward.
Second, all those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Thanks, Stacy.
The other thing listed is the food truck fundraiser that they're now hosting or trying to start at Shields Park. Chad, you wandered off way too fast because I'm not going to remember all these details. First Saturday of every month, 4 to sunset, I think was what it was. It would be, the food trucks would pay a fee to be a part of the event. Park Board approved it at the last meeting. You could have read about it in the newspaper. And it just needs our permission to move forward. The only question that I have related to it, and Chad, you may not be able to answer this, is being a parks fundraiser, is this a... Because there was two options of payment. You pay $50 or 10% of your sales. With it having a 10% of the sales, is this a, send us your check on Monday thing, or is this a...
As far as what I took from the park board meeting when they approved it, that's what it would be. We wouldn't have anyone really policing it as far as the park and rec side.
Okay. Well, no, that's what we were just trying to, that's what I was trying to nail down a little bit. I don't have a problem with the event, and we just need to make sure that we figure that piece out.
Was that a particular food truck, or could it be?
No, it could be. It could be multiple. What was presented to us, that they said that they'd probably have 5 to 6 at a time.
That's how I perceived it, but I just, for clarity standpoint.
Yeah, and they do have to be a licensed food truck in Seymour, which I learned this morning that pre-COVID we had 2. Now we have 22. So, did I get those numbers right, Jeremy?
I think it was 25.
Oh, was it 25?
I think that's, yeah.
It was quite a few more, so. So yeah, I have no problem with the event happening. I just.
I do know the park board, once they approved it, we're gonna evaluate after the first couple of months and see how it goes. And that was what was recommended by the park board at our last meeting. If there's any changes that needs to be made, then we can make you all aware of what changes we make.
I'll make a motion to allow them to start their event and reevaluate.
Yep.
All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Jeremy, are you in, is this normal for you to question the mayor on these things?
No. I just wanna make sure his numbers were accurate.
Okay.
Well, Kelly's the one that gave it to me in the hallway in passing, so I remember the 20 part, but I couldn't remember if it was 22, 27.
He may be right, I could be wrong.
You're sounding better all the time.
Darren, I'm turning it over to you.
We have a couple of applications for curb cut, driveway sidewalk information here. Summers Heating and Cooling, 726 Polly Drive, sidewalk cut. Did you have a chance to?
Yes, it's good to go. They're not actually going under the sidewalk, but we still made a deal on it because they're crossing into the right of it, so that one's good, we looked at it.
Okay. And the second one is Francisco Domingo, 620 South Jackson Drive. You said it was okay.
Driveway, the extension off of what he's currently got, gonna be concrete, so that's a good one too.
Okay. So they've all been reviewed and approved by planning and zoning.
Okay.
So I would ask.
Motion to allow those two curb cuts, so to speak?
Yep, I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 All right, now we have some sewer adjustments to look at. First one is on, I wanna make sure I do these in order, it's pretty important to some people in the audience. Steve White, 317 North Walnut Street. There was a leak in the crawl space. This is actually a two-part one because it transitioned from the renter back to the owner. Steve White was the owner. And the other one that is of the same address is Banna Priap. But the portion that goes to the owner, Steve White, is for $523.19. And the other one for Bahana was $638.82. I reviewed it, reviewed the dates. Barb has went through it. And we've got the receipt for the repairs, copies of the water invoice, and everything is back in line now with it. The next one is Judy Spaulding, 801 West Brown Street. Frozen pipes during the cold Christmas. No one was living there at the time. Looking for a credit of $197.79. Was a water line in the bathroom that froze and broke. Went through the floor into the ground. Again, it shows where the usage went up and went back down. Then we have Joel Garcia, 703 East Brown, water pipe burst under the house during the cold at Christmas. Looking for a credit of $49.14. They caught it pretty quick. Said it was under the house. Water usage is back to normal. Kathy Dillman, 33 Kimberly Avenue, frozen water pipe around Christmas. Credit of $419. Water all went into the ground. Then I have a couple latecomers here. Alex Shepman, 825 West 6th Street. Credit of $584.22. This actually ran for about 4 months, but we only did the 2 months as per our ordinance. But, you know, again, everything came back in line. And it shows, you know, the credit even the water company gave him. This was a water meter issue. that the water company gave them credit for too. Then we have Jesse Guy, 513 Beach Street, water line break, looking for a credit of 180.18. He had approximately a 3-month water leak, which again, we only gave a 2-month credit. It was beside the riser around the meter. And again, everything has come back into line. They all meet our criteria. We are holding people to basically the 2-month window to get them repaired. So I would ask that these adjustments be approved.
I'll make a motion to allow the sewer bill adjustments.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Anything else, Mr. Booth?
That's all I have.
Well, hey, let's dive into this small stack of miscellaneous items that came in. First item, Lola's Modern Kitchen. Seth Pacey likes to set up at the farmer's market lot on 329, 45, 413, 419, and 426. He wants to set up from 11 to 6, so lunch into dinner. Everything does appear to be in order. He is one of our newer food trucks, though.
That was going to be my question. I hadn't.
I think we just approved him last meeting.
Okay. I don't remember the Modern Kitchen part.
It's actually a trailer.
Okay. With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow them to operate during that time frame.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye. Aye.
I'm busy writing my name. Aye.
Okay. Next on the miscellaneous stack, we have a mural proposal from Mr. Kyle McIntosh. He would like to provide 3 concepts for a mural located at the corner of Burkhart and Highway 50, the southwest corner in front of the coin laundry there. Believe the permit fee would be $25 from NDOT on that. Have to double check that one. But this would be a direct applied paint mural. City would be responsible for pressure washing it 14 days before he starts. City would also be responsible for the primer base in that same time window, and then any permits. Design work would be completed no later than May 12th. Then he would like for it to go to a committee appointed by the mayor. Let's see, once the concept is chosen, then he would work on tweaking the final design with the committee.
This is on the retaining wall?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's, I don't know, what, 5 foot tall maybe? 6 foot tall? When I spoke with him, he said this was one of those walls when he was a young lad painting things maybe not so legally. That was one of those walls that he always looked at and went, I want to do that work someday. But then on his timeline, he says May 12th on getting the original concepts together, and then the actual installation would be completed no later than October 3rd, so right before Oktoberfest. Would you like a total?
Do what?
Would you like a total cost?
Sure.
$3,000.
Does he have previous work that we...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got several good pieces he's done.
Okay. Well, that is a block wall, right? I mean, so there is some shadows. It's
mm-hmm.
But it's more of a. Is it a solid?
Yeah,
concrete?
it's a poured
surface.
It's a poured solid wall.
Oh, okay, okay. I was thinking it was more of those heavy duty. Okay, okay,
solid.
Well, that was my, because those could be tricky. Trying to paint.
Is that $3,000 cost to the city?
Yes, the city's cost would be $3,000 plus the pressure wash and the primer. So. You have a couple guys for the pressure wash part, and how many gallons of paint it takes to cover that thing. So
it'll soak in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Plus permits, but I might give him
that. Well, Board of Works could approve waiving our permit fee.
Take away the fee, yeah.
The NDOT permit, like I said, I did look that up. I think it was only $25 to get NDOT's approval, but they have to have a design before you can apply for it.
There too.
And their standards say no advertising, no, basically you can't turn it into a billboard. So,
Are you requesting that go to a committee or something, or are you ready to do something?
I'm good with moving forward with it until he can work on his designs and we see what comes back with them.
And then have that, have the design approved by this board and then go from there?
And go from there, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's, that could be a good addition. I know, I was just reviewing the youth opinion survey that we sent out last month. The number one thing that they think is the best new addition to Seymour in the last several years is public art and murals. So, kind of fits with what the teens like, so. Other questions, thoughts, questions from the audience?
Well, me and Mel are just thinking it's supposed to be done on October 3rd, and that is National Mel and Dawn's birthday. So, we think we should be on committee and maybe incorporate, you know, something into this. Thank you.
Well, Dawn, see what you started, Jeremy? See what you started?
Dawn, it's interesting you say that because he did just do one last summer in Austin, your hometown.
No, that's Jeremy.
Didn't think I could work that in, did you?
I expect that abuse from Jared, not you.
Dave, what's your thoughts?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
You want me to make the motion?
One of us has to.
Okay, I'll make a motion to pursue the mural. And what was Kyle McIntosh?
Kyle McIntosh of Crothersville, Indiana.
Okay.
I'll second that. We'll let him know to start working on concepts. Next on the, we didn't vote.
Aye.
All those in favor? Aye. Okay, sorry. Next on the list, Auntie Ann's renewal and dates. We'll do the renewal first. This is expired. Everybody else was doing so good. Let's see. Auntie Ann's, the pretzel gal, right? They have their health department permit. They have a picture of the beautiful truck. They have a driver's license. They have a retail merchant certificate and their insurance. So it appears to all be in order.
This is a renewal that had expired, is that correct?
Yes.
How long had it been expired?
January. Which I'm wondering, we've not approved anything for them, so I bet you they started thinking about their dates. And, have you seen them? I haven't either.
We haven't had any complaints, Jane, or anything from this? Okay. I'll make a motion to renew Auntie Ann's.
Okay. All those in favor? Aye. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Darren, we're just really trying to mess up your pre-written minutes.
I appreciate that.
Okay. The next piece of Auntie Ann's is dates for upcoming farmer's market lot.
I'm just glad we did the approval before we did the date.
Well, that's probably why they realized they needed the renewal. April 7th from 11 to 6 is all they're asking for. Everything does appear to be in order.
I'll make a motion to allow them to operate during those times.
Okay. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the list, this one expires today. They are right on time. The Soddy Bobby trailer would like to come back. Insurance is there, retail certificate, the trailer picture. I think he might have done some upgrades on the trailer, even though it looks a little different than it used to. Nice and clean, though. Got a driver's license of both parties. Even have a design of the trailer on the inside. It's a great use of space, by the way. If anybody's curious, they sell Soddy Bobby's small egg rolls, 5 at a time. You can have them in pork, beef, or water chestnut. Large egg rolls, though, only come in vegetable and pork, lemon shake-ups, Soddy Bobby sauce, bottled water, soda pop, and french fries and funnel cakes. Everything does appear to be in order, and they gave us the menu, Dave.
Okay. And they're right on time with the renewal, correct?
Yes, they are right on time.
I'll make a motion to...
I'll make sure.
Soddy Bobby. I'll second your motion on Soddy Bobby. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next up, sidewalk cut. Shelby Gravel. Is this a person or a business? Location-wise, I think it's a person. They're going to replace some parking, looks like. It's got an okay from a JG and some guy named Bernie. 525 Circle Street is the address they're working. Should have gave that one to you to do under your stuff. Any questions, Dave?
Nope.
Looks like it's good. Make a motion.
I'll make a motion to allow the sidewalk cut.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Why do I have two copies of the same thing? Okay, last but not least, until we get to the stuff that's after the last but not least. I don't see a Jeff Kaufman or a Chris Kaufman. Is there any other Kaufmans in the room? Hoosier Hills HVAC would like to do door hangers to promote a new business. There is a piece in code, right, that says, and what year was this from?
1910
was the original.
It's been updated since.
Oh, it has been updated. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better. But they would like to do a 3-month door hanger handbill license. Have they paid their $10 yet?
No, not yet. They're waiting.
They're waiting for their approval. Okay. So they'll pay their $10 to be able to put door hangers out as a business. Does fit into our code that has been updated since 1910. Has been updated since 1910.
Was the $10 permit fee from 1910?
That was a lot in 1910. That's probably the part that's been updated.
Door hangers to be hung.
Did you say you're good with the door hangers being hung? Okay, Dave has made a motion to approve. I will second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Handbills are taken care of. Last but not least, before the last but not least again, we did have bids come in for the awning at the farmer's market. In case no one's noticed, it is missing at the moment. We've had some really strong winds lately. I'm joking, it didn't blow away. We just took it down to fix it. But we did get two bids, and I know Jane reached out to two or three other companies trying to get bids and didn't have much luck. The two bids came in at very different numbers. One at almost $30,000, one at just shy of $13,000. Board did approve via electronically the $13,000 bid for the awning guy incorporated to replace it. They actually got it down the day that we notified them, so it's in the works already. Don't know if it'll be back quite in time for the first dates that we approved earlier, but fingers crossed. Okay. Didn't need to do anything there, so that was done. Seriously, the last but not least version now. And I'm looking through the room. I did not see Todd or Joey Murphy. Oh, wait, I do have something else. Oh, there you are.
There's a pole there.
And, well, there is a pole there. And Brent, you're here too, right? Come on up, Brent and Joey. And then I got to go back for one other thing, so I forgot one. Brad's got a white shirt on. She's a piece of cost me money. There you go, sir. Congratulations, guys. 5 years with the city of Seymour in various roles. All joking aside, one of you's probably got a crappier job than the other. That's a good one. Come on.
That was good.
But congratulations, guys. Thank you for your service to the city. Now a chance for a speech if either one of you want to give one, though. Okay, now the last item, I'm serious this time. It's like the fifth time I've said it. Brad, you got something you want to ask about?
Yeah, I want to convert a fire truck to a food truck.
It'd probably be cheaper.
As long as you got pork burgers, it's okay.
Flaming hot pork burgers.
Yeah. Pork tenderloins, how about that?
Hey, that's good. So we've been talking about a fire truck for a year or more. The fire truck industry is kind of a train wreck right now with a whole lot of things, supply issues, price increases. It takes, the one we're wanting would take 3.5 to 4 years. But there's a streamlined process that's almost everything we want, and we're going to go with that because it's working out really well. It's no more, it's a little bit less, not even significantly less. And it's 22 to 25 months. So, but we need to get in line because there's only so many spots to fill up. Another problem is 2027, EPA has new emissions guidelines. Cummins is beating that and going to start January 1st of 26. So if we don't get in this 22-25 month queue, if you will, we're going to be into that new emissions. Nobody wants to be in the first year of a new emissions engine, and they're $100,000 more. So
we'll go electric, right?
No.
Not convinced on that yet. So anyway, I think we finally got everything figured out finance-wise. What I need is I'm asking approval, with Chris's approval, that I could sign this contract with McQueen. They're the rep for Pierce to get this fire truck started and the process beginning to get it built.
And I'll tag on to what Brad just said, the process, because there's 3 or 4 steps to get through. This is just step one of the overall process. Monday night it'll go to council for a resolution there, and this is just piece one of the whole project. So
I'll just throw it out there, it's a $1.287 million truck. And it's every 6 months there's a price increase of anywhere from 4 to 8%. So we've already missed probably 3 price increases. Mm-hmm. It replaces the truck is ladder 3, replaced ladder 3 out of station 3. It's the one with the, not the great big ladder on top, but the 75-foot ladder. And it's our second busiest truck. Right now it's wore out. I hope it makes it 2 years without a major breakdown, but we'll do what we can. That's all we can do. So. But that's the vehicle. It's very important. It's a very nice piece of equipment. So be anxious to get it, and we usually get 20 years out of them, which is a lot better than IFD that wrecks them in 8 years.
Yeah. Depends on who's driving them.
Totally trashes them.
There's no hand-me-down trucks from IFD.
No. They go to food trucks.
Well, I was just thinking, and Joe, you're back there, maybe you remember, wasn't the Tenderloin trailer like $14,000 or something when they replaced it?
The newest one.
The
newest was about 27 to 30.
Man, everything's getting expensive. But still, that's way cheaper than Ladder 3.
It is. Yep.
Questions, Dave? Sorry.
No.
So I guess what I'm asking is, my name's on the contract, so my permission to sign once Chris has reviewed and said okay. That's my ask.
That comes from Chris or it comes from us?
Well, we need to give.
We need to make a motion.
We need to make a motion for Chris to review it, and once she's reviewed it,
and that allows Brad to go ahead and proceed with the situation. I'll make that motion.
I'll second Dave's motion. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Brad.
Thank you. Do you want this? Do you want an electronic or you want it here?
Oh, yeah, I'll okay. Take a look at it.
I'm glad you wore a white shirt. It reminded me that you had to ask for something.
I wonder if the gips and were last thing.
I know. I kept forgetting I had 19 other last things today. If there's nothing else from the board,
for me.
Ask the crowd if you've got anything anybody'd like to talk about for a second, since it's, I think, the longest board of works meeting I've ever been to.
I think these meetings are the longest ones anymore.
They're getting there. It's spring. Questions from the Tribune? Feel free to reach out if you do have any. We'll be glad to help you out. If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.
I need to see.